Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 28th, 2020. I'm Rich Stropolino. Walmart confirmed that it's partnered with Microsoft in its bid to acquire TikTok's operations in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. A Walmart spokesperson declined to comment how Microsoft and Walmart would split ownership of the company, but did say that TikTok's integration of e-commerce and advertising is a clear benefit to creators and users in those markets. Sources tell CNBC that prior to partnering with Microsoft's bid, Walmart was part of a consortium led by SoftBank that also included Alphabet to buy TikTok's operations. Walmart would have been the lead buyer, with SoftBank and Alphabet as minority owners. Talks fell through as the U.S. government reportedly wanted the lead buyer of TikTok to be a technology company. Xiaomi announced that it will launch a phone that uses its under-display camera technology in 2021. Xiaomi says it will be able to completely hide the sensor thanks to a self-developed pixel arrangement with double the number of horizontal and vertical pixels on the screen, letting it achieve the same pixel density for the part of the screen with the camera under it. The company also said it updated its imaging algorithms so the camera can provide the same image quality as a conventional selfie camera. Android Central reports that, according to sources, OnePlus is working on an entry-level smartphone codenamed Clover, which will be available in global markets, including the U.S. The phone will reportedly have a 6.52-inch 720p display, offer a Snapdragon 460 chipset, 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage with micro SD card expansion, and a 6,000 mAh battery. OnePlus will reportedly launch the device later in 2020, priced around $200. OpenSignal issued a report on 5G speeds in 12 worldwide markets. Saudi Arabia had the fastest 5G download speed at 414.2 megabits per second. South Korea is second with 312.7, followed by Australia and Taiwan. The U.S. had the slowest 5G at 50.9 megabits per second, and the second slowest was the Netherlands with 79.3 megabits per second. Saudi Arabia had the highest availability, with users connected to a 5G signal 34.4% of the time. The UK had the lowest, with users connected to 5G 4.5% of the time. Ars Technica reports its readers note that HBO Max has stopped working in browsers on Linux. It appears to be another example of the Widevine DRM not recognizing some Linux distros as known platforms, a problem previously affecting CBS All Access. Google introduced Google Assistant Snapshot back in 2018, which showed mobile users items like appointments, reminders, and commute times on a single screen. The company announced an update to Snapshot to make the experience more customized, using recent searches and other personal data. Snapshot will now include tasks, push notifications for birthdays, and suggestions for podcasts, restaurants, and recipes. Snapshot will also surface information based on the time of day, with commute times and weather pushed to the top in the morning, and more information customized as Snapshot learns a user's routine. The feature can now also be activated by voice by asking Google Assistant to show me my day. Facebook told Reuters that Apple rejected a version of its app from the App Store that included a banner advising users that Apple received 30% of sales from its new paid online events feature. The company said Apple cited an App Store rule that forbids apps to show irrelevant information to users. Facebook also said it asked Apple to waive the 30% fee to pass more revenue on to business owners, but Apple declined. Facebook ultimately removed the message in order to get the update published in the App Store. Apple agreed to pay out $9.75 million to settle a lawsuit regarding the Power Beats 2 earbuds. The lawsuit alleged that the Power Beats 2, originally released in 2014, were falsely advertised as sweat and water resistant and built to endure, as well as failing to hold their charge after minimal use. Customers who purchased the device before August 7th have until November 20th to submit a claim for payment with a maximum theoretical payout of $189 per proof of purchase. In the legal filing of the settlement, Apple did not admit to wrongdoing, saying the settlement was cheaper than going to trial. 9to5Mac confirmed that YouTube is testing picture-in-picture support on iOS. Users must enable the feature in settings, and it operates like any other iOS picture-in-picture implementation. Once the feature is enabled in the app, background YouTube playback is still limited to YouTube Premium subscribers. And finally, Samsung officially announced Unpacked Part 2, which will take place September 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Samsung says it will explore in depth the groundbreaking features of the Galaxy Z Fold 2. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.